This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Moizu, has arrived in New Delhi on a five-day visit to India. Dr. Moizu was received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, on his arrival at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry's spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the visit will provide further boost to the long-standing India-Maldives comprehensive bilateral partnership. Later in the evening, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Dr. Moizu and appreciated his commitment to enhance India-Maldives relationship. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed confidence that tomorrow the talks between Maldivian President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give a new impetus to friendly ties between the two countries. Tomorrow in New Delhi, President Dr. Moizu will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the meeting. The Maldivian President will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will also call on the visiting dignitary. Dr. Moizu will visit Agra and Mumbai on Tuesday and Bengaluru on Wednesday. The Narcotics Control Bureau, in collaboration with Gujarat ATS, has recovered drugs worth more than 1,800 crore rupees from Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh. Two persons have also been arrested in this case. The drugs have been recovered from a factory operating in Bagroda village near Bhopal. Gujarat Minister of State for Home, Harsh Singhvi, confirmed this in a social media message and praised Gujarat ATS and Narcotics Control Bureau in the fight against drug abuse. He said that this achievement reflects the tireless efforts of our law enforcement agencies in dealing with drug trafficking and abuse. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stated that Quad defies all conventional models of institutionalized cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the third Kautilya Economic Conference in New Delhi, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not a treaty-based organization. He said, Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and seen as a country with a greater sense of responsibility to global polity. Dr. Jaishankar said it is apparent that levels of globalizations have reached a point where it is difficult to contain any serious issue in a region. Foreign investors pumped in over 57,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities markets till September. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 57,724 crore rupees into equity markets, making the highest influx in 9 months. They also invested 1,299 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 59,023 crore rupees last month. This comes after three consecutive months of net inflows into the Indian markets. The 92nd anniversary of the Indian Air Force began with a mega air show at Chennai today. After 21 years, the air show was held over the skies of Marina, which was watched directly by 15 lakh people entering into the Limca Book of Records. The event also had innumerable views in various social media circles around the world. In men's cricket, India registered a comfortable 7-wicket win over Bangladesh in the first T20I of the 3-match series in Gwalior today. Chasing a target of 128 runs, India dominated with its batting attack, winning the match in just 11.5 overs. Sanju Samson and Suri Kumar Yadav contributed 29 runs each, while Hardik Pandya remained unbeaten with 39 runs. For Bangladesh, Mustafizur Rahman and Mehdi Hasan Miraz each took 1 wicket. And that is the end of this news bulletin.